This recording, North Carolina 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and much more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, and lived there until I was 10 years old. And then in 1995, my family moved to Brunswick County, North Carolina, to the small island town of Holden Beach. I lived in Brunswick County until I was 20 years old. And so then in 2005, I went to Appalachian State up in Boone, North Carolina, Watauga County, where I attended school for my undergraduate degree in English. And after that, I've lived all over the state. I got married my senior year of college and lived in Laurinburg, lived in Charlotte again, lived in Fayetteville, where I currently live. So I've moved around North Carolina a lot, but always lived in North Carolina. My father is from North Carolina as well. He was born in Winston-Salem, and his family's been in the state since the early 1800s up in the Stokes County area near Rural Hall and King. My mother is from South Carolina, and that side of the family mostly lived near Georgia in Aiken County. I was a high school English teacher for 3 years most recently, and currently I'm a graduate student at East Carolina University.